Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. There's no denying images are powerful, and many artists, both past and contemporary, have used their works as a catalyst for change. Romare Bearden is one of those artists. He challenged social mores and countered racial stereotypes with his paintings, collages, and political cartoons. An exhibit of his work, Romare Bearden, Visionary Artist, is on view now through March 3rd at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum. Here to discuss Bearden's work is Deidre Harris Kelly, co-director of the Romare Bearden Foundation, dedicated to preserving the artist's legacy. She's giving a talk at the Lewis Museum tomorrow titled Romare Bearden, The Artist as Activist. Welcome to the show, Deidre.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So first tell us, who was Romare Bearden?
Romare Bearden was a multidimensional artist and intellectual. He studied art, history, science, math even, had an interest in music and world cultures. Some people called him a Renaissance man in the fact that he had a wide range of interests and could do a lot of things. His work is multimedia. He wrote prose and poetry and music. He collaborated with composers, playwrights, choreographers. So he's one of the great artists of the 20th century and beyond.
Tell us about your personal connection to Romare Bearden.
Romare Bearden was married to my mother's sister, Nanette. And Nanette was the one who started the foundation in 1990. And so as a young child, I grew up sort of knowing this great artist, spending time with Nanette and Romare in their loft on Canal Street in New York. Somewhere between the age of 11 and 15, I had the opportunity, along with some of my other cousins, because the Beardens didn't have kids. And so Nanette was very interested in bringing us to the city, and she would take us to ice skating. We'd go to plays and ballet. She had a ballet company, and so we went to a lot of their productions. But in that way, she was exposing her young relatives to the arts, which she and Romare loved so much. Also, as a young budding artist myself, it was a wonderful opportunity to see an artist at work.
People who attend your lecture tomorrow will have the benefit of seeing some of Bearden's work. Right now, our listeners don't have that, so describe his style for us.
Yeah, Romare Bearden was primarily known as a collage artist, and so a show like this really expands on what his work meant and where some of the early ideas came from. He started off as a cartoonist doing editorial cartooning in college, and in the mid-30s, he was a cartoonist for the Baltimore Afro-American. And so he created cartoons that were very much based on sort of the social issues of the day and, kind of quite critical, of the U.S. policies abroad and at home and, workers' issues. And these cartoons would be standalone editorials, meaning they were not illustrating a story, so to speak, but they were standalone and with copy, and so in this way he was making his ideas known.
Where did Bearden's work evolve from there?
In the 1940s, he moves into doing subject matter much more, interested in African American landscape and culture, and is doing some religious scenes where he's inserting a kind of rural African-American sensibility. And I would fast forward and talk a little bit more about what you'll see in the show, which is many of his collage and ideas on urban and rural scenes. So Romare was born in Charlotte, North Carolina in 1911. And, even in the 70s and 80s, he's trying to recapture some of those images of that day when he was growing up. And so you'll see a lot He even has a series that he calls Prevalence of Ritual, where he talks about bathing, he talks about work and play, and there's music all throughout. So I think that, you know, those were ideas that he had to depict and to portray imaging of African-American art and culture and life. You know, in many of the ways, he's thinking that the life is disappearing, the Southern way, and so he's trying to depict that. But then he's living in New York City, so he's depicting many street scenes, and then all of these kind of culminate into a series he does in the mid-60s that he's probably most known for. It's called the Projection Series, where he starts using newspaper clippings, and he's cutting and pasting together images. For instance, you'll see figures that are culled together through disparate parts, and they come together to make something new, which is what collage is, but Romare is using it to talk about sort of multi-dimensional African-American figure. And in that way, he's talking about what we're made up of, or trying to see people in a different way. And I think that this is what makes him such an important artist, is that he was able to develop a style that, you know, took sort of very specific African-American culture and scenes and imbue them with a more universal idea. And in that way, he can speak to people's humanity.
That's Deidre Harris-Kelly, co-director of the Romare Bearden Foundation, here on The Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about Bearden's work on exhibit now at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, where she'll be speaking tomorrow. Harris-Kelly is also an adjunct professor at Barnard College. Your lecture tomorrow is titled Artist as Activist. Why was Bearden's art considered activism?
Well, he activated for art and social change through a number of different ways, through actually writing articles. He jumped into early debates about African-American aesthetics. Also, he was picketing and joining protests of art institutions and other social issue politics, and, you know, one example is his involvement in the Spiral Group, which was an artist collective, and where they actually tried to come up with a way to answer the call for a march on Washington. And so they produced artwork that was going to be black and white, and in this way they were putting forward their ideas just simply by depicting or doing the art that they were doing in a black and white sensibility.
Tell me about the founding of the Spiral Group.
It is based on this idea of responding to the March on Washington, and so many of these artists came together, you know, artists like Charles Austin, Norman Lewis, Bearden, Hale Woodruff. These are like heavy hitters, and they wanted to see how they could use their art, not in a propaganda type way, but just to present themselves as artists and assert their ideas about social change in their art. Now, one funny story about Spiral that a lot of people attribute to Bearden's beginnings for collage was a meeting where they had, and Bearden thought, oh, he's going to come to the meeting, he's going to bring a bag of scraps, and they're going to do a collaborative project together. Well, the other artists weren't interested. They were doing their own thing, and they, you know, didn't want to. But he went ahead and started to build collages based on African-American life and culture. And he ends up creating a cycle of, you know, 20-plus collages that he then blows up. He experiments a little bit with scale, and they start as small pieces that are very much like printer paper, 8.5 by 11, and they go all the way up to 50 by 60. And so these are some of the reasons why I think Bearden's work is so important, and it agitates the change, is because he was able to create something new in these collage works. It was kind of return to figure for him. But he's taking collage, which was used by artists in the 50s, and he's figure that may be cut out of a magazine like Life or Look, and it would be part of a face, and then he would add part of an African mask or some other material or some other being. And in that way, you'd get something new. You'd get a new way of looking at African Americans. You can't just say we're one thing. You have to say, you know, you have to take into account something more, something deeper, something on another level. So he's a multidimensional artist.
You sort of answered this, but let me, I want to make sure people get a clear understanding of this before we wrap up. Why is Bearden's work important today?
He is one artist who was able to achieve a way of depicting something very specific, like, say, African-American culture, and he is from the South, and be able to speak to a more universality in human nature. You know, so he has one series called Prevalence of Ritual, and it kind of runs through all of his work, this idea that rituals are a very human thing, bathing, work, play, you know, folks sitting out, listening to music, relating, city scenes. These become sort of, you know, what every man can understand and see in their own history and culture. And so in that way, he's able to really find those elements that can speak to a wider audience. And that's why I think so many people can see things in his work and relate to it.
Deirdre, thank you for this overview. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Deirdre Harris-Kelly, co-director of the Romare Bearden Foundation. She's giving a lecture tomorrow, Saturday, at 1 p.m. at the Reginald F. Lewis Museum, 830 East Pratt Street, Baltimore. It's titled Romare Bearden, Artist as Activist. The lecture is in conjunction with the exhibit of his work on view at the Lewis Museum through March 3rd. We have links to information about the event and the exhibit at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story. I'm Sheila Cass. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.